Tim, I want you to stay here for a minute while we take a look at another developing part of this story. New evidence today that the Boston bombing is already becoming a key recruiting tool for Al-Qaeda. The terror plot is front and center in the latest issue of Al-Qaeda's English language magazine, Inspire. The magazine praises the Tsarnaev brothers as heroes and encourages readers in the United States to follow their example. As it says on page 17, quote, the Boston bombings have uncovered the capabilities of the Muslim youth. They have revealed the power of a lone jihad operation, unquote. The magazine also highlights the attack in London and other recent lone wolf type terror incidents. So, Tim, I want to bring you back here. Today, the State Department submitted this report on terrorism to the U.S. Congress. The key line in the first paragraph of Chapter 1, the AQ Corps' ability to direct the activities and attacks of its affiliates has diminished as its leaders focus increasingly on survival. This would seem to speak directly to what we're seeing in this latest issue of Inspire. The threat Al-Qaeda is now pushing is these lone wolf, homegrown attacks. Is this, in your view, the real future of Al-Qaeda terrorism?
I believe it's been the past and the future of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has never been about regimented attacks, although they have planned long-term planning for attacks like September 11th. That's not the norm for them. The norm for them is radicalizing individuals and getting those individuals to come up with plots on their own. The 9/11 attack was conceived of by, you know, Muhammad Atta, and planning with his uncle, and they were individuals that came up with, we think we can do this. And that's Al-Qaeda's method. It's guerrilla warfare. And so a planned attack doesn't have to be something that involves the entire organization from the top down. Any individual anywhere can be inspired by Al-Qaeda, the movement of Salafism from Inspire magazine, from Anwar al-Awlaki and his followers. And that inspiration is just to fight the West. It's to fight our beliefs and our way of life. And if you look at that Inspire magazine, some of those articles, other than just lauding the Boston bombers, they talk about the cost economically to our way of life by doing these attacks, the increased security in the London Marathon weeks later because of the Boston attacks. And that's what they're really proud of. They're hurting us economically as well as making our people bleed and killing innocent civilians on the streets of Boston.